What would an all-female hip-hop event look like? For artist Hannah Bronte, it's a club turned into an immersive installation that blends music, art, and performance. The event is called Fempress and will soon have its Sydney debut as part of the Liveworks Festival. Hannah spoke with Away's Rudy Bremer and she asked her about how the event first came about.
I did Next Wave Festival. Like 2 years ago, 2016. Oh, I started it in 2015, but then the actual show was 2016. Through that, there was always kind of a dream that I'd had about having an all-female hip-hop. I mean, the dream eventually was that it would be a festival, but just a gig. Because I think being a DJ and also having lots of friends in hip-hop and, like, all-female rappers and women of colour and mob and, like all kind of different, kind of diverse group, I was just really sick of never ever seeing them. They never got the top billing spots. They never got to be headlining things or festivals or gigs or the host. It was always like a dude hosting hip hop nights because apparently that's like the only way to do it. And it was just really exhausting and boring. So Fempress kind of came from that. I also think because I don't like the Queen personally, like the idea of an empress and like the feminine. So like making this idea of this like other bodily thing that's more powerful than anything that we can conceive, because I feel like that's kind of what I want to portray on every lineup and every time I do it.
And my understanding is that each time this event is held and each place it's held, it's a whole different experience. Like people who've gone to it in Brisbane, it's not going to be the same when you come to the Sydney sort of installation.
Yeah, I think I definitely make a lot of effort to try and make it quite different each time. But I think that's also kind of a thing as well, though, because, you know, anyone can kind of put together a regular gig. Like, I feel like that's, and I love that that's happening more. But I think that the angle that I come at it and where it's different is that I grew up loving hip hop, but I'm also a visual artist. So I feel like for me, those worlds, when hip hop was kind of birthed and began, were very intertwined. And it sort of seems like they've split a lot. And I guess that's just kind of the way that everything's commercial and quicker. But that's kind of, yeah, why I feel like I tailor every single one quite differently so that it does feel challenging or different for the audience and for performers.
So kind of coming from its first kind of iteration in Next Wave to where you're at now, like have you had kind of a change in how you want to do this event or how you are doing this event?
I guess it's kind of like you go through lots of phases where it's hard, because I feel like in lots and lots of creative scenes, everybody wants to compare what you're doing to something they know. And I feel like I had to be really clear to remove myself from all that comparison within the music scene and go back to what I love, which is visual art, and base the whole event again from where it began, which was art. Because I think it's quite easy to get lost and go, you know, lots of people go, oh, like you could do a Fempress at this rooftop, like blah, blah, blah. And there's kind of an opportunity that it could happen lots and all the time. But I feel like it has to go back to what it was built from, which was the idea that it's like an immersive artwork. And I think that's kind of what I have to base it off and almost just like go back to the beginning, like not get lost in it all.
I wanted to ask you about sort of the line that you see between activism and identity and art, because this is an event that kind of plays in all of those areas.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about how cohesively you feel they play or don't.
I think I'm learning as I get older that I'm very conscious and very aware of only choosing to do projects that I'm really passionate about. And I feel like whether I mean to or not, usually what I'm passionate about is politicized, and that's not even necessarily a choice-based thing. Like I feel like just being born in these intersections, it's politicized, you know, from the jump. So it doesn't really matter what I make, majority of it, if it's talking about, and like hopefully, because everything I do should matter very deeply to me. But I feel like, you know, whatever I explore, it doesn't matter what kind of part of myself it is, like my intersections are like quite politicized, like all of them. So I guess within this artwork, this is just something I've been thinking about really deeply, and I really felt quite a need to explore it on a bigger scale. Yeah, and also kind of like do justice to, I guess, like the idea that a lot of people, you know, like even with doing FemPress, like it's amazing. I feel like that even since for 2 years it's been running this solidly, like that's incredible. But then it also makes me sad because I'm kind of like, I would love to see this then just be like on all festival lineups and still not so necessary. You know, even as much as you try and kind of be in your bubble of like visual art world or like music world, like you step outside and kind of to the wider majority, and this is all still really political to do. Like to still just have like an all women of colour lineup, predominantly all First Nation lineup of all women, like it's really unheard of in hip hop. It's still, and that kind of just kills me that this is still a big deal. But yeah, it's just necessary. So I feel like this is the kind of work I didn't feel like I set out with all of those three things or those elements in my mind, but all the things I'm passionate about and that affect me, they just are politicized. Like it just kind of is all intertwined.
Well, yeah, even as I was asking that question, I was like, well, Rudy, people can just go and have a good time. You don't have to think too deeply about it.
Yeah, that's great. That's like literally the story of my life. I'm just always like, oh, what does it mean? What do I really think? Like,
when you attend, as a creator of this event, when you attend, how do you attend?
I'm actually DJing on the bill for this, but in terms of most Fempresses, I usually host, although with this one I feel like it needs to not have much, I guess, like lineage. Like it doesn't, I feel like it can't be structured like anything you've been to before where it's kind of like, and now the next gig, like, and I guess like all of these women are like very, very strong, fierce performers. So I feel like energetically the idea of competitiveness, but it's like very, very healthy and positive because everybody's backing each other. That's the part that I'm interested in. So I guess like even with me, like if I were to normally host it, I don't want to get in the way of all of that. Like I just want to be part of it and not, yeah, necessarily kind of interrupting or giving the audience like a really clear narrative like how the night's going to go. They just kind of have to hop in and like buckle in.
Hannah Bronte there speaking with Rudy Bremer. Fempress comes to Sydney on the 20th of October for the Live Works Festival, and you can find a link to the program on our website.